Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview on this Monday. We're looking ahead to the action from Thurles. They host a 7-race card for us over the jumps, kicking off at 12:55. My name is Sam Norris. I'll be on today's preview with William Hill's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding, to guide you through all of the action. How are you today, Andy? Well?
Hey, I'm good, mate. Yeah, not bad at all. Cold's clearing up, so I'm feeling a bit brighter.
Oh, always good, always good. Yeah. A decent day's racing from Ireland yesterday, Andy, over at Naas, with the 33-1 shot McKinley taking down that Grade 1 feature. Did you catch that one?
Yeah, no, I really fancied Gordon Ellett's horse in that for Expression, and although he ran well in third, he was beaten fair and square by the two Mullins horses, obviously, which the big shock was the winner himself. I think he probably flabbergasted Willie Mullins more than anyone else. I mean, he trained the horse, but 33-1 looked a fair reflection of his chances going into the race. And I imagine he, along with quite a few punters, are left tightly scratching their head with that result.
Yeah, certainly. And hopefully we can have a bit more of a straightforward day today at Thurles. Do you like the look of the card? A decent listed race coming up at 125.
I do actually, yeah, Sam. I think there's one or two nice little bets here. I want to take quite a few of the favourites on and look for a bit of value here, there and everywhere. Obviously, ground's going to be testing, and there's quite a few course specialists here that are shipping up again and look to be overlooked in the betting. So hopefully, yeah, we will do okay.
Okay, fair enough then. Let's dive straight into the action. As I say, the first race of the day comes at 12:55. This one, a 2-mile maiden hurdle. 13 will line up to contest this one, and we have an odds on favourite. McBride is the 4-7 market leader. New World is 11-4. I'm All You Need at 9-2, and it's 20-1 bar those front three. McBride, probably no surprise to see him favourite. Racked up a hat trick last time out at Tipperary and is unbeaten this season. Does he maintain that record today?
Not necessarily. I think he's got it all to do himself. I think he's a poor favourite at 4-7. I could see him going off close to the even money mark. I think he's put in way too short this morning. I think they've got duped by the 3-1s by the side of this horse, and obviously trained by Aidan O'Brien in the famous colours of JP McManus. And he's looked fairly progressive, hasn't he? Winning his last three races, three bumpers off the rail at Limerick, Cork, Tipperary respectively. But that came in the heady heights of summer when the ground was very fast, and he does look a bit of a daisy cutter, this horse, also likes a quick surface. Quite surprised, therefore, that he's making his debut over hurdles on bottomless ground at Thurles, deep in the middle of winter. And I think that's one of the reasons why we can take this horse on. He's unproven on the ground. If he handles it, fine, but until he does, he's a dodgy proposition. And there's a horse in this race, I think, is ready to take advantage of any slip-ups by McBride, and that's New World. Has already been heavily backed this morning on the morning line. He was put in at 4-1, 7-2 by some firms, but all the each-way bandits have been out hoovering the prices up for this beast. And I think you'd be on a safe bet each way if you've got some tasty odds about New World, because he's sure to run well. He's already proven over hurdles, as he was last time out over Cork, in a decent race won by Monty's Meadow, who just got floored at Limerick next time out by Captain of the Fleet. We've also seen Blair Peroni in that race, Tony Martin's charge, absolutely destroy Silver Concord in a good race at Leopardstown subsequently. So the form of the race is good. The time of the race is very good as well. And that also indicates to me this horse can operate at a decent pace on heavy ground. So he's got to be the bet here at 11-4 with William Hill. As I said, I think they'll bet a lot closer on the off. I think you might be getting something in and around the even money mark for McBride, but you certainly won't be getting 11-4 for New World.
OK, then Andy Keane's take on the favourite in the opener goes for New World, who's available at 11-4 at the time of recording. Next up, then, is the big race of the day from Thurles at 125, the listed chase. This one ran over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. Odds on favourite again here in the shape of Mount Collar at 4-5. It's 5-1 for R. Nord. Letter of credit is 6-1. 13-2 for Ludo A. Emergo. Jim Will Fix It is 9-1 and it's 16 bar those. Are you more taken with this odds on favourite, or are you looking to take this one on as well?
No, I'm not. No, I much more prefer to take 4-5 about Mount Collar than I would short price about McBride. I think he's a much better bet. He's much more safer conveyance as well, even though he's got to run over fences. His record over the larger obstacles is fantastic, particularly when he gets soft ground. He's almost impossible to get away from here. considering his victory last time at Navan, when he basically toyed with what looked to be a very competitive 0-145 field, and he literally destroyed them in emphatic fashion. Prior to that, he'd run really well over hurdles here behind the very useful Clondore Court. And even his run in the Grade 3 early on in the season behind Moscow Manon and the subsequent winner, Felix Junger, is also very commendable. He goes really well for today's pilot, Norm McFarlane. He's won at the track as well. Don't forget he won a beginner's chase here early on in his career, albeit slightly fortuitously, and he almost looked like falling at the last when he literally rooted it. But to be fair to him, he ratted on the running and got back up in the dying strides to win quite comfortably. So every which way you strip this race down, you just keep coming back to Mount Cola. Most of the opposition are out of form and unreliable. That includes Arno, who has been in not great form of late. Letter of credit, does like the track, but also he's very difficult to win with now, and he's getting on a bit, and the rest of them just don't look good enough. So I think 4-5 for this is quite a decent 4-5.
Okay, then, fair enough. It's Mount Cola in that one for Andy at 4-5. Next up is the 155 3-mile handicap chase. This one, and the betting is a little more open than the first two races. Western Promise is the 3-1 favourite. West Shipmaster 4-1. 5-1 about Corporate Box. Western Man is 11-2. 7-1 for Glen O. Doobie Doing is 9-1. And double figure prices the rest. Who gets the nod in this one?
Yeah, I want to look outside the box here for a bit of value. There's a couple of horses that ran really well in a similar race to this here the last day. That was Glen Ode and Spiker the Biker, who was sent off a 25-1 shot, but his chances were decreased as they jumped the first because the horse fell right in front of him and Spiker the Biker had nowhere to go and he ran literally right into the horse that fell and it shuffled him back from probably being second or third to right out the back of the field. Therefore, he did quite well in the end to finish fifth. And that rather spoilt his exemplary track record up to then. His other two previous visits to this track today, Thurles, resulted in him finishing second and third, respectively. So I think he would have kept that unbeaten record of not finishing out the frame at Thurles had that unfortunate incident not happened. Even though he's yet to win a race in 34 starts, obviously he doesn't really make that much of appeal from a win perspective. Perhaps we can look towards this horse on the place-only market with William Hill. Sometimes I do like playing on the pro markets, and if there's a horse that stands out as being almost certain to finish in the frame, then you could get a decent bit of business about this horse, round about the 7-4, 2-1 mark. I'd expect Spiker the Biker to finish in the frame here again. You'd have to obviously have to have a little bit of a saver on the win, just in case he did pop up and finally get his deserved heading from. But the main priority would be to back Spiker the Biker for a place. I think you'll be pretty safe ground there with that bet.
Okay, fair enough then. Spike the Biker to place in the 155 for Andy. Next up is the 225. A maiden hurdle ran over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Venetian Demai is the 11-8 market leader. Roy de Franks is 7-4. 10-1 Bronco Bill. 12-1 Clounce Meadows. The top two in the market taking quite a chunk out of it here. Andy, do you have it between these two or are you looking elsewhere?
No, I've pretty much got it the way the market goes. I think they've got the right favourite as well, finally. Morning Tissue suggested Roy de France would be favourite, but I think we'll find that Venetian Demai will go off as the market leader. Jim Draper's charge, of course, multiple winner in the point-to-point fields and made his eagerly awaited hurdling debut the other day at Clonmel. And he ran right up to scratch, finishing second behind Jimmy Two Times from the Brian Hamilton stable, who went on, was looking as though he was going to boost the form in spectacular fashion until jumping out to his right and falling at the last when he was well clear at Leopardstown the other day in a really competitive handicap. And also the third horse, Sombermont from the Willie Mullins team. He won the other day down in Tramore when ploughing his way through in the mud that day, won quite comfortably, as I'd suggested. So he split two good horses there who've gone on to subsequently boost the form of that race. It was a reasonable time, and the way he kept on the run, he suggests better things are definitely going to come from this horse. He should be suited by the trip, being a point-to-point to the ground. We know he's not a problem. And that's the problem, of course, with Roy de France, who has run quite well in a couple of races of late. But a bumper at Tipperary when he won, of course, second to Drumaco in a hurdle when he got beat. But both of those two races significantly have come on a fast surface, and that seems to be the order of the day for this horse. They've got to run him somewhere, but I'm not sure whether the conditions are going to be ideal, whereas Venetian Demai will absolutely adore the ground. So he gets the vote there, and I think 11-8 with William Hill this morning is a decent price.
Okay, fair enough then. Andy's thoughts in that one, the 225. Next up at 255 is the 2 mile 6 furlong handicap hurdle, and it's Moon Underwater who leads the market at odds of 9-2. Bud Tyrus is 5-1. It's 5-1 for Popswell. 9-1-4 is a poorer. Those two clashing heads last month at Clonmel. Who gets the selection in this race, Andy?
Well, interestingly, the favourite here, Moon Underwater, is the market leader. Off the back of that run the other day behind the well-handicapped Indian Rupee, that's certainly the best form coming into this race. But the problem is that was over 2 miles. Now he's up to 2.6 miles here. So we're in the dark a little bit to wonder whether this horse will stay the distance or not. Whereas Pops Well, for sure, will definitely get the trip. And because of that, she gets the vote. She finished second at Clonmel last time out when sent off favourite. It was a race that Ricky Doyle rode an absolute blinder from the front. It was one of those Martin Stan opportunity races where obviously conditionals ride all the horses in those races. And if you like, a lot of the inexperienced jockeys in behind rather let Ricky get first run on Zipporah. And Zipporah bounded into about a 25-length lead and never looked like getting caught. The other day, Zipporah tried to do exactly the same, but unfortunately, most of the jockeys were wise to that in a professional jockey race. And obviously, Zipporah didn't run up to form. And I think the jockeys will be aware of what Vicky's going to try and do again today, including now Davy Russell on Pops Well, obviously takes over from Francis McCurtain. So with a professional jockey on today, having good form around a similar track to this, I think Pops Well is almost certain to run well and looks a decent each way, about a 5-1.
OK, then Pops Well gets the nod in that one for Andy. Move on into the penultimate race of the day, a 2 mile handicap hurdle up at 3.25. And Miss Faithful is the market leader here at 3-1. It's 9-2 for Coney Choice. Hardbought is 7-1. Strangeway is 7-1. 8-1 Fort Carson. 8-1 Sakana Bridge. Gates of France is 8-1. Also, and it's 12s. Bar front two in the market here come into this off the back of wins. Who gets the selection for you?
Well, it's a fairly obvious starting point here with Miss Faithful. She's almost certain to go well. She's proven at the track. She'd run well here previously when finishing third behind Leave at Dawn, the very well-handicapped Leave at Dawn, and then went on to win herself at Tremor the other day, finally laying the ghost of many previous other placed efforts. She comes out really well on the speed figures, and while she's in form, mare in form, then we've got to certainly respect her. But there is one horse in this race that stands out to me, largely due to the fact that comes from a yard in blinding form at the moment. Most of the papers haven't really picked up on this today, but Peter Fahey's Stringer in absolutely blinding nick at the present moment. His last seven runners, every single one has hit the frame. Started off with a good run by this horse in Fairy House when he finished third on the 20th of December. And subsequently, he's had a second in the shape of Railway Tommy, a fifth of 26 Owega Star in the big Paddy Power chase at Leopardstown. He then had a fourth in a handicap hurdle, mine now behind Ben Salamar, a third in a handicap hurdle at Limerick, and his last two horses are both won. O'Kaley won at Fairy House at a big price, 33-1, and then he landed a gamble with a horse called Frontline. So this yard is absolutely on fire, and Gates of France has run many, many good races here at this track. He shipped up here twice and both hit the frame on both of those two runs, last of which, of course, was back in November. He's run well subsequently at Fairy House the other day, went third behind Black and Amber Vic. So he's in really good form. He's yet to win a race, but surely he won't have a better chance while his yard's in great form. So every which way, strip this down. Gate to France from a yard in great nick. He's got course around the track, form around the track. He goes on soft ground. He's got everything in his favour to run a huge race. And 8-1 with William Hill, he definitely represents one of the best bets on the card.
Gates of France then in that one for Andy for the Red Hot Peter Fahey Yard. We'll move on then to the final race of the day from Thurles coming up at 3.55. A Mare's Flat Race to close the card, ran over 2 miles. Side Saddle is the 9-2 favourite for this one. Honey's Joy is 5-1. 6-1 for Caleb Randy. Saluna is 8-1. It's also 8 to back Glenside Tara and West Country's Brigid. None of the market principles really with a win to speak of, Andy. Who are you going to go for here?
Yeah, I'm quite surprised that the horse I've marked off for this race is the biggest she is, and that's Sullenar, number 7 on the card. Comes from a yard that landed a bit of a touch in a bumper yesterday. The last race of the day went in the way of Harry Kelly with a horse called Sir Will at Navan. And there's every opportunity this Sullenar, with a run under a belt, might exactly follow in the same hoof prints as that stablemate. A good effort behind Pile on the Pressure, who, of course, was a big tip on the day for Willie Mullins, another horse that won for Rich Ritchie. So it was unlikely a horse like this from a lowly stable was going to get anywhere near a horse like that, but still ran with a good credit to finish, like I say, third, keeping on quite well from the back of the field. And with that run under its belt here at this track on similar conditions, surely that's going to be good enough to see Sullenar run another huge race. And again, at 8-1, looks a fair enough each-way bet.
Okay, Sullenar in that one for Andy, available at 8-1 with us here at William Hill. If you could just remind us, please, then, of your seven selections for Thurles on Monday.
Yeah, decent day in there, Stuart Thurles. Looks the one or two horses that have been totally missed by the bookmakers, and one or two that have been put in too short and are worth taking on. And that includes the favourite in the first, Matt Bride, who I'm going to put a fork in and go for New World. 125, probably the best bet on the card. Well, not necessarily best bet, but the most likely short price favourite winner is Mount Colo, who looks head and shoulders above the rest. In the 155, I quite like the chances of Spiker the Biker from an each-way stroke place-only perspective. 225, looks a match between the front two and the market, but I like the run of Venetian de May, first time up on soft ground, and ability down on the ground might be the key over Roy de France. 255, a Trapiel handicap, but that said, I do think Pops Well is likely to go well, as she did last time. Probably the best bet on the card at the price is each way's Gates of France, if you can get the 8-1 with William Hill, to continue the fantastic work of Peter Fahey. And then the final race, again, another horse that comes from a decent stable in form, is Sullenar, and she rates a good each-way bet at 8-1 also.
Okay, there we are then, as ever, the thoughts of Andy Holding on William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. And do join us from 12:40 p.m. on William Hill's Racing Radio to catch all of the day's action. Thanks ever so much for joining me this morning, Andy, and good luck in Thurles today.
Yeah, pleasure, Sam. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.